This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Rob, do you want to go first?
Yeah, decisions which seem, particularly the offside goal, bizarre.
I don't think there's anything to say about the offside goal. I knew it half time. In the first moment, I thought it's clear offside, but then it is offside. So you try to think they have a better view. Half time, we knew. With normal pictures, easy to see, no offside. But I'm pretty sure that whoever did that made that decision didn't do it on purpose. It didn't take extremely long to come to the conclusion. That's a bit strange, but that somebody else has to clarify that. I have nothing else to say about it.
But no explanation from. I know you wouldn't.
How can the ref explain the situation here? So the linesman thought obviously it's worth watching, looking again, and that's why he raised the flag. In a good old times, a linesman should have seen that as well, that this is no offside, because you had these situations quite frequently, and when you see it back, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear. But again, nobody did it on purpose. So I cannot, again, whatever I say here, it just creates headlines but doesn't help the situation at all. So I'm not in that mood.
And just in terms of performance, I imagine that's one of the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Told the boys directly after the game, I'm super proud, super, super proud. I think especially with 10 men, we were really good, really good. Did everything was necessary really well. And on top of that, we were really dangerous. We created still. So that's good, top for us. Yeah, I red card for Curtis. Probably everybody here in the room thinks it's a clear red card. I see that different, just because I played football and most of you probably didn't. Hit full power on the ball, rolls over the ball, and then hits the decisive part of the leg. When you see it in slow motion, it looks horrendous. Or I think when you see it in real time, it's not even close to be that bad. So, but it's a red card, so. Yeah. But Curtis didn't do it. They're not even close to on purpose. So for me, it's really important that nobody starts thinking, oh, we have so many red cards, so we are a kicking team. We are not. We don't. So the first red card from Alexis was not a red card. We had to play already with six, I don't know how long, with RB 10 men. Second is for a normal foul, I would say. Third is now for that situation. So, and the fourth, I will never understand. How many games can you remember 11v9? Do you watch? I watch a lot of football. It just doesn't happen that often. And we were not in the game and we're kicking Tottenham players. We are trying to play football. We defended, yes. But the two situations, the first, I think, is clear not a yellow. Yeah, and the second, then I didn't see actually back, but it's not important. But if the second first no yellow, then it's the second a yellow maybe, and then we still play with 10 men. So that made everything difficult. But the boys made really the most of it. It was incredible mentality we showed. It was second to none. Never saw something like that. That's top, top, top. And now people might think because of this very, very unlucky own goal. Oh, my God. That we didn't get anything out of the game, I see that differently. I think I learned so much about my team, much more than we would have won here and in the middle of bad performance. It was a really outstanding performance in a specific way. We didn't get any points of it, but we will use it anyway. That's the plan. Biggest problem of the game, to be honest, and that's the next one. Before Cody Gakpo scored, did he get a yellow card for that foul? The guy who fouled Cody before he scored? We get a free kick, ball in, but then he scores. He got injured and he is now with a brace limping down the corridor. So that's my biggest problem, to be honest, in this moment. So we lost two and maybe the third player. Really bad, really bad. So yeah, that's something we have to deal with, obviously. I think it's not really not too important what I think about it, because my thoughts will change nothing. But if you look at it, and I think we agree all, it looks completely different. So the game is in real time, but we judge it in slow motion. That makes now not too much sense in the first place. And still, if they wouldn't use slow motion, I think we would still not agree on a majority of the situations. It's just a different view. It's really not my subject today, honestly. It's not my subject today. So whatever they do, they try to do it right, I assume. But
on that, I don't want to dwell on the offside, but PGMOL have just released a statement saying it was a significant error and a factual error.
Who does that help now? We had that situation in the Man United game. Did Wolves get points for it?
No.
We will not get points for it, so it doesn't help. I think the what everybody wants, that nobody expects 100% right decisions on field. But I think we all thought when VAR comes in, it might make things easier. I don't know why the people in the VAR, are they that much under pressure? Today, the decision was made really quick, I would say, for that goal. It changed the momentum of the game. So that's how it is. We scored that goal. It was top. Outstandingly well played. In a game where you don't get a lot to feel better. So, and then you make that. That's a super important information. That's how we can hurt them. That's how we can beat them, stuff like this. So it was super difficult. But the boys dealt extremely well with it. The killer of the game was the second red card. And a lot of other decisions. The ball Mo Salah wins back on the other side. I will never understand how you make a foul of that. That's football. It's fantastic, high press, stuff like this. Player goes down, yeah. Oh. We went down against Leicester. Nobody whistled. And they scored a goal. So these situations, too many of them, where you think, it's football. Why would you do these kind of things? And I know it's really difficult for the referees in a lot of moments. I didn't know nobody should or blame the ref for the offside goal. That's absolutely not his fault. But for a lot of other things, he's not out of responsibility, I would say. But that's it now. How I said, we didn't get a point. I think that would have been what we would have deserved. Didn't get that. But I got a lot out of that game, and I will help the boys to feel that as well and to go from here.
Sam, last one.
Just on Gakpo, I mean, you hinted at how bad. I mean, you seem to suggest it is really bad.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. He wore a brace. He scored a goal afterwards. But after that shot, he felt it even more. Obviously.
And it was from the foul rather than.
Yeah, from the foul, of course. Before. So.
Thank you, everyone.
Even on a budget. Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.